Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I hope you'll stick with us here this afternoon. Good program there with Pastor Lutz before us at 1 o'clock, and of course, Pastor Rusnak will be coming up at 2 o'clock. I hope you'll stay tuned for him as well. And in the meanwhile, we are glad to have you here today. We've got a special program lined up for us today, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. It's a topic that's not necessarily the most desirable topic to talk about, but it's a necessary topic, and so we'll be getting to that here in just a moment. Real quick, a couple of announcements here before we get to our guests here this afternoon. I just want to remind you, of course, you can find us on our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And of course, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We'll have more information about that at the end of the program. I certainly extend you a visit or opportunity to come out and visit us, an invitation to visit us if you're in the area looking for a church that preaches the Bible, stands on the Word of God, or if you're just visiting here in the area. We're located midway between Akron and Cleveland in Richfield, which is northern Summit County, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. And also wanted to mention, too, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday is our church anniversary service. And if you're looking for a chance to come out and visit, and I encourage you to come out for that. That will be Sunday, September 15th. And that will be our morning service at 11 o'clock. We have our special music with our guest, Brother Eric Howitt. And he will be playing during our morning service at 11. Then we have a meal after the morning service, about 12:30. And then after the meal, we have a gospel concert with Eric Howitt. And then that usually runs till after 2, sometime after 2 o'clock. And then we just take time to enjoy some fellowship and some of the food. We always have plenty of food, and we have no evening service on that particular Sunday because we'll be there all morning, all afternoon. So that's on September 15th. So hope you can make it out for our anniversary service. Well, announcements aside, I want to jump to our guest today and have a special guest with us, of course, Diane Stover of Ohio Value Voters, and she is going to be talking with us today about a real danger that's in our public schools, and it's even, I think, getting into some of the private schools, but it's she is a member of the Protect Children's Health Coalition and the statewide coordinator of Project Ohio Children to Stop Obscenity in the Classrooms. And Diane Stover, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Pastor Al. It's such a pleasure and honor to be with you today and your audience to talk about this subject. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being with us, and I know it's not an easy topic to have to research and to be able to talk about, but it's certainly a very necessary topic, and also want to introduce as well Dan Hermata with ACT Cleveland. And Dan, welcome to the program here.
Thank you, Pastor. Nice to be with you again, and hello, Diane.
Hello, Dan. Good to hear you again.
Hi, and of course we have Dan on here as well because Diane Stover is going to be speaking in Brecksville this coming Thursday. And Dan, would you like to give that information how our listeners can find out more about that?
Sure. Your listeners might recall that most of the time our meetings are on Mondays, but for several reasons we couldn't do that this month. So we've opted to get the day we could, which is Thursday, September 12th, so 6 days from now. At the Brecksville Community Center, which is right on Route 21, about a mile south of Route 82. And to attend this talk by Diane, we're just asking people to email me at info@actcleveland.org. And then I will share with them all the information and register them myself and explain who we are and what we're about. And then, of course, share Diane's bio and other information so that we hope that people will come out and join us. This is just another added talk. Doesn't really pertain to national security when you're first thinking of it. However, when you think of what the left is trying to do to this country and create future global citizens that are socialist, communist, Marxist, whatever you want to call them, that's who is enabling the Islamist agenda to succeed, well, in our country and, of course, Western Europe and across the globe. So in that terms, it fits into the red-green axis that we've been teaching everybody about. So that's why we're pleased to have Diane.
Well, I appreciate that, Dan. I encourage people to check that out, and we'll have Dan give that information out again closer to the end of the program. But right now, of course, we want to get to Diane Stover and tell us what is going on in our public schools and why is this something that we need to be talking about here on the air. And actually, before I jump the gun there, let me read a verse here, Diane, that I think you might agree with. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says, starting in verse 11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." But then he says, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light." And I believe that you're shedding light on something that we'd rather not talk about or think about much. But Diane, what's happening in our schools?
I love that verse, and thank you for reminding me of that, because that's exactly what we're trying to do, is to shed light on the subject. I actually served as the Cuyahoga County Grand Jury Foreman for 4 months in Cuyahoga County, and oftentimes we're all kind of living in a bubble and not realizing what's going on in our community. But our world and our state and our communities are actually being impacted by human sex trafficking. And one of the things that contributes to that is the pornography and also the grooming that can actually happen in the classroom. And so comprehensive sex education is dangerous because it opens up those types of obscene images and understanding to young minors who shouldn't be involved in knowing about this obscene material. And so what I've been involved with for the past 2 years has really been a journey that has taken us to places we never expected. 2 years ago, I was invited into the National. And I would ask your audience to, you know, to write down some of the websites and information I'm going to give you. But I was invited into the National Protect Child Health. It's protectchildhealth.org because of some of the work that I had done in Parma to fight this the scourge in the schools. And the woman who invited me in, and actually now, 2 years later, they've invited me to be one of the 6 co-chairs of the National Coalition. But the woman that invited me in is one of my colleagues now who is fighting this on the front lines in California, where it's mandatory to teach children what I'm going to describe to you today. And when we have a meeting in, we've had meetings across the state from Ashtabula County all the way down to Cincinnati, 17 meetings in the past year. And when we have these meetings, parents are and citizens are so alarmed at what we share. When my colleague in California has a meeting, 1,500 people show up. When we have a meeting, about 100 is kind of on average is a good meeting for us. So Ohio is not where California is, but we don't want to be California is what I keep saying. And
right.
So when we talk about this topic, we're talking about curriculum that's not your sex ed that you and I had when we went to public schools, if you went to public schools like I did and actually went to the Cleveland Public Schools. This isn't a health curriculum. This is so much more. And it's so insidious because it actually, in Cleveland Public Schools, they're using a curriculum called Making Proud Choices. It's actually a how-to manual for sexual relations. And they teach and sexualize children, teaching children to consent to sex, actually promoting gender confusion, teaching them about abortion and in some cases where to go to have an abortion. So this is not a health class. This is something that should, it's actually illegal in Ohio. And when we have our meeting, we go into the Ohio law that mandates. It says that the curriculum in the schools in Ohio should stress abstinence from sex until marriage. And so that's what we've been fighting. Our goals are threefold: to find evidence of this curriculum, to build a coalition, and then lastly, to pass legislation to strengthen and to prohibit Planned Parenthood, which is what this is, Planned Parenthood and their allies in Ohio schools. I'll pause.
No, that's okay, Diane. Just letting you get that information out there. And yeah, like you said, this is not what many of our listeners experienced when they were in school. And something I wanted to pick up on that you had mentioned was that this is actually illegal under Ohio law. So how do these schools get away with this?
It's a great question. When we first got into this in Ohio, that was my first thought, is how pervasive actually is this? And what you find out, Pastor Al, is that some people would tell you, oh, it's a few rogue schools. But I want to make the point that in the Columbus School District, for example, we're talking Columbus City Schools is 100 schools with a budget of $1.3 billion with a B dollars. This is a huge school system. And similarly, Cleveland Public Schools and Cincinnati Public Schools. And so how it gets in Northeast Ohio, where I know that it's right now the most pervasive, and their own reporting that they've done to us through public records, this has been our best way of understanding the picture, is that 30% of Cuyahoga County schools have comprehensive sex education, admittedly, in their own public records to us. So what we did when we got into this battle was we first did public records of the state school board, the State Department of Health, and the State Department of Education. And the first question I had was, give me a list of our schools and what is the curriculum that's being used in our schools in Ohio? And you cannot find a list like that, Pastor Al. Such a list does not exist.
Mm.
And so what we did was we started to do a sampling through public records to find out what are they teaching in like a sampling group of these schools. And what you find is that it comes in through federal grants. A big surge of this came through under President Obama. So for the past 10 years, it's been there. Through funding, you hear about the grants that come from the federal government that should never have come into Ohio because Ohio law actually doesn't allow for this, but it did in some cases. The other place it comes through is from private donations or through county or city governments that bring it in and pay for it. So, as I said before, we're not California, but we've got a problem here, and what we have to do is to nip it right now and stop it where it is.
Right. And you're talking about the things coming in from the federal government. Of course, you know, people who read and studied the Constitution know that there's no constitutional basis for the, you know, the federal Department of Education. It's supposed to be to the states, and then the counties and the local communities and all are supposed to be handling education, where we have some more control, which leads me to another question here. If we've got somebody listening, it's a parent or a grandparent or even an aunt or an uncle that's concerned, or just somebody that perhaps they're concerned about the young people in their neighborhood or at their church, and they want to know if this is happening in their school, what kind of things should they look for? How could they go about finding out if there's a threat, if there's a danger of this comprehensive sex education materials being promoted in their local schools?
So we're going to go into this in some detail at the ACT Cleveland meeting and the other meetings we're having, and you can visit our website to look at our events tab. We've got a couple other meetings coming up in Northeast Ohio. But we go into this in detail, and basically what you need to do and what we are strongly urging parents and citizens to do is to contact your teachers. Ask them. Go to your school board meetings. Find out. Ask those questions. By Ohio law, parents have the right to opt their children out of this curriculum, and they also have the right to inspect the curriculum. But what my experience is with this for over 2 years now is that they make it the most difficult thing on earth to try to get this information. And if it has been this incredibly difficult for me, which I won't go into those horror stories, but if it's that difficult, then what is going on? Why is it such a big secret? But parents should be asking those questions, and now's a great time because school just started. You should be asking, and not just the public schools. You should be asking in your charter schools and your private schools, because we do actually know that even in homeschool through computer-based education, that there is some infiltration of this curriculum into the classroom.
And, you know, it comes back to the vigilance of parents, because unfortunately a lot of parents, have just abdicated the responsibility for the education of their children to the professionals, you know, the educators. And while many of the people in the education system, and I've had a number of family members and friends that have been involved in the schools, whether teachers or administrators or other areas within the schools, many of them are genuinely wanting to help our children, there's that agenda that some of them have that is taking advantage of our children, that you point out. And when parents just blindly entrust their children into the education system and never look at the materials, never show up at a parent-teacher conference, never ask what the curriculum is, they just don't know what's going on. And we have a responsibility to our children, our grandchildren, don't we?
Absolutely. And actually, the National Education Association, the teachers' unions, have actually come out in support of abortion, if you can believe it. It's true. The American Library Association has come out in support of all these drag queen story hours that have been going on, that thankfully we're starting to see that those have been shut down because of some actions that have been taken, especially by our Speaker of the House in Ohio. But there is an insidious agenda that people that embrace it are actually, I'll give you an example. In Delaware County, where the drag 101 class was being advertised, and thankfully through parents rising up and our email blasts urging them to call their legislators. This gentleman in Delaware County's library had been in the library as the director of the library for 40 years presenting this type of a class.
And what was this class again?
Years. This was Drag 101 in the library in Delaware County.
Sort of like an educational class for kids?
On how to put makeup and wigs on, and little boys dressing up as girls. And actually, in the Licking County that the Speaker of the House shut down, we've been as I had mentioned, this initiative has taken us to places that we couldn't even believe we would be involved with. But what you find is, Pastor Al, they're now using our libraries in some cases across the country as a backroom opportunity to do what they call comprehensive sex education classes right in the library. And in the Licking County Library that the speaker was able to shut down through his letter, they advertised it as being, makeup, wigs, this type of thing, and a sex ed program funded through, here you go, CDC grants.
Mm.
Okay, so this is like, okay, now the libraries have become like a classroom for this type of activity. So it's a big problem. We are working to get legislation in place to put a stop to some of this stuff, especially the comprehensive sex education in the classroom. Because as I had said, this is illegal in Ohio, actually, right now.
Well, we're talking with Diane Stover today, and we're talking about the very real threat to our young people in our schools, not just public schools, but also in private schools, charter schools, and as she brought out, in the libraries of comprehensive sex education, which is really exploitation of the children and setting them up for future exploitation. Well, as she's pointed out, it's illegal in the state of Ohio. We're coming down the last few minutes of the program. What can people listening do, you know, to find out more information and to help support what you're doing?
Yes. On our website, ohiovaluevoters.org, there's a tab where you can actually look at the evidence that's been presented to our governor, our Senate president, and the Speaker of the House. We compiled a blockbuster report of our findings, and you can find it there at ohiovaluevoters.org, as well as if you want to stay in touch with us, because we're going to be working on this. We're going to be fighting hard to get legislation passed. If you want to stay in tune with what we're doing, sign our petition right on the front of our website. That'll automatically put you into our email list so that you'll get email alerts as things develop.
Well, Diane Stover, it has been good to have you on, and just a reminder that you are going to be speaking in Brecksville at the ACT Cleveland meeting coming up on this coming Thursday, and we've got Dan with us here. Dan, you want to give that information out for our listeners again, please?
Absolutely. We're at the Brecksville. We will be at the Brecksville Community Center at 7 o'clock on Thursday, next Thursday, September 12th. Doors open at 6. They do need to register, though, so they need to contact us, or contact me, actually, at info@actcleveland.org, actcleveland.org.
And, Diane, who should be coming to this meeting?
Oh, wow. You know, 17 meetings, we've had people of all faiths, including Christians, Muslims, Jews. We've had parents. We've had concerned activists. If anybody cares about kids, this is a mission field for Christians. People in your radio audience that care about the gospel being spread around the world, they should care about the mission field right in their own backyard. So I would say anyone who cares about kids should come to this meeting.
And I want to thank you, Diane Stover, the Ohio Value Voters, .org, your website there. I want to thank you for taking a stand on this. I know it's not been easy for you. You've been involved in a lot of things in your life, and I'm sure you didn't imagine 20 years ago, well, even 10 years ago, that this would even be something that would need to be discussed publicly, openly, in churches and on the radio. And you probably never imagined you'd be doing something like this, did you?
Pastor Al, my professional background, I'm retired now, but I was a project program manager for my boss was a former FBI agent, and I was in the security field. I would have never dreamed that God would have called me into something like this, but I see the connection. Security, community organizing through my project management skills, and that's what I'm doing, is getting the word out and trying to make people aware. So thank you.
All right. I want to thank you, Diane Stover, for being on the air with us today to talk about the danger of comprehensive sexual education in our schools and even in our libraries. A lot more that we could cover on this topic you'll be getting into Thursday night. And Dan Amato with ACT for Cleveland, I want to thank you for being on as well. And I believe Diane is going to be on the radio with Pastor Sanders coming up, what was that, Monday night?
Monday night, yes.
Yeah, and on our sister station, 14 20 with Bob France, I think, aren't you?
Bob France.
Exactly. All on Monday. Yep.
Yeah, so lots coming up, and stay tuned. And thanks for listening, everybody. We're out of time. Have a great weekend. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.